Welcome, everyone. We're about to learn Be'ezus Hashem life-transforming advice, share number 11. We're in Gateway to Happiness. We're talking about appreciating what you have. And he brings down, this is a phenomenal meditation that we could use all the time when we think about things that we have and to appreciate them. So here's one example. Rabbi Zal Kliskin says that a friend of mine, Rabbi Leivel Benjaminson, described a Musa group in which he participated. The members were given an assignment to improve their sense of gratitude. The leader suggested that they consider something they usually do or have or think for 10 minutes about its ramification. So my friend drank one cup of coffee every morning, and he chose this cup of coffee as a subject. He felt it was easier to work on the assignment if he wrote his thoughts on paper. To his surprise, the 10 minutes quickly turned into 35. He wrote about how coffee beans grew in Brazil. Someone planted the trees, took care of them until the coffee beans reached maturity. Then workers picked the beans from the trees. Then the beans were roasted and ground and packed for shipping. He described all the work involved in the shipping industry, which allowed the coffee to reach the United States. This alone required hundreds of people. Finally, coffee arrived at the port of Haifa, from which it was taken into his grocery store in Jerusalem. He wrote about the gas range that boiled the water and the match he used, how much easier it is to use a match rather than to have to rub two sticks together. He wrote about how the gas reached his home and what was necessary to build his stove. He wrote about the water kettle with that whistle to let him know that the water was boiled. The milk, he had added, required the work of many people from the time it left the cow until it reached his coffee cup. And at the end of 35 minutes, he saw that he had not even begun to write about the cup and the saucer he used, or the teaspoon, or the table he placed it on, or the chair that he sat on. So for the first time, he became aware of the thousands of people whose work was necessary for him to have that drink of coffee. This awareness led him to a most intense and spiritual experience. His prayers for the next few weeks were permeated with a deep feeling of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Would you like to have a similar experience? Use as a subject something you enjoy, that you take it for granted, and write as much as you can about what there is to appreciate about that. You could pick a table, you could pick a challah, you could pick your refrigerator and everything that's in it, and so on and so forth. I personally get a lot of hysteria if I get to think about it when I go into a huge supermarket, when you see aisles and aisles of different products. Hashem allows, Olam Chesed Yibane, even non-Jewish supermarkets. But the bottom line of how there's so many rows of things, how people, Baruch Hashem, many could afford these things. And they go together and they choose, they buy, they shop, they get things that they need. Things like sugar, things like cereal, things like bread, ketchup, pickles, nail clippers, deodorant, candy, chocolate, cake, spices, and so on and so forth, endless. So when a person has to shop and he's grumbling about it, doesn't not in the mood of going to Costco, and he goes anyway, whatever it is, but it's a time to contemplate on the beauty and the wonders. You go to any fruit store or any supermarket that has a fruit section, and all those beautiful fruits that are on the stand over there, or the lemons that you put in your tea, some of that lemon, where did that come from? And there was a tree that it once originated from, and that tree was originally planted. You go back to the Makar. And Hashem orchestrated Hashkacha Pratis, the way the Baal Shem Tov brings it about, that if you pick out a lemon from, let's say, the fruit store, you pick out one, or they sell three for a dollar, you use it a little bit in your tea because you like tea and you like tea with a little lemon. So the spininess on that lemon of how it got to that stand and finally got into your tea as you're drinking the tea and feeling that taste of it that you enjoy and going tracing it all the way back to wherever it was shipped from as a possibility. You won't know for sure, but this is the logical sequence of it, that it came from a warmer climate, how it was shipped there, how it was in an orchard, and how it was plucked from a tree, and how the tree developed in the first place, and how the seeds of the tree, or however, was planted initially, and where the land was, and how that land was cultivated, who owned that land in order to make that orchard, what put that thought in Hashem's head, what that Hashem put in that person's head in order to wake himself that, oh, I'm planting a lemon tree, and so on and so forth. So another thing that he brings down is about especially these days, because Baruch Hashem, everyone alive today has so much benefit from comforts and pleasures that in the past were not available. Even kings did not take showers daily then. All the latest inventions and findings of technology serve as us to a remarkable degree, and that should give us appreciation and gratitude. Phones, cell phones, faxes, internet used in the right way. Tremendous, infinite bracha that in previous generations they were not able to utilize. Whether it's electricity, telephones, refrigerators, cars, airplanes. Airplanes flying all over to any country. Within a 14-hour period, you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's mind-boggling if you think about it. Light bulbs, washing machines, home heating systems, elevators, canned goods, running water in your home. And we take it for granted. When do we worry about running water? When our pipes bust. Our pipes freeze and then they crack. And then there's a whole flood in the basement because of the broken pipes. So then we started wearing, this is a problem. But let's think, I need to work on this myself. Baruch Hashem, this winter the pipes didn't bust. Baruch Hashem, I'm not taking for granted that my pipes were in good shape and they didn't deteriorate. Baruch Hashem, the boiler was working this winter. Baruch Hashem, my air conditioning system is working well. All these countless brachos, and the focus is to really be makatoy for this and to recognize it. And Hashkacha Pratis Hashem sends you these goodnesses and these wonderful things. I once, in the Shalom Bayis Shiurim groups, Sundays, I sometimes used to give Shiurim, still do, on various Sfarim, some Renegei Shalom Bayis, some others. So one of the things we looked at was part of the Tzava of the Zisayd V'Sheirish HaAvayda, Big Tzaddik. The Tzava had, it was Simon Lamed Beis of the Tzava, this one that I'm going to quote now. But basically, he has a whole beautiful, beautiful Tzava of the concept of thanking Hashem personally for every single detail of his chesed in your life. So, for example, he says over there that every time you need to buy something or you have the money to purchase something and you feel pleasure and gratitude, that you have the necessary money and you appreciate that. So if anyone who's hearing this, to send Rabbi Weichbrod that you would like those shiurim on that was given on the Yisayid V'Sheirish HaAvayda, on the Tzava of it, where how he thanks Hashem for every single prat, he describes his life detail, and how he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his winter coat, and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he got to shul safely and back, as he explains in the most beautiful way. So it's kedai to learn the Yisayid V'Sheirish HaAvayda. The whole Sefer is great because it gives a beautiful parish on Tefillah, but the Tzava is just tremendous, especially those areas where it talks about his Hakara Sataif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those individual chassadim that he experienced. So here is an example of spinning a negative into a positive when you're annoyed. For example, when in line in a grocery store, instead of focusing on how slowly the line is moving, focus on how fortunate you are that you're able to buy the food you need. The prices might be high, but at least you have enough money to purchase those basic necessities. That is a big yesite. Every time you use a utensil or instrument and have it and take pleasure and feel gratitude for having that object, and that you're going to use it many times a day, you have a karsa tayft for it, for your pens, for your spoons, forks, cups, keys, watches, chairs, tables, all these things have tremendous, tremendous value, each one in and of itself. Yisayid V'Sheirish HaAvayda talks about when your eyeglasses fell off to the ground and did not break. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. You find something that you were missing, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. And this idea of stressing those positive things brings a person to simcha, to true akaras hatov, and true healing in their lives. Bracha and atzlacha to all.